Welcome to this month's energy report, and I hope the month of February for you is calm, easy, and quiet, because they are the three words I would use to describe what is coming up energetically over the course of this month. So while there is definitely a calmness and a quietness to this month, there will be a lot going on, but we won't feel the effects of it as much as we have done in the last number of months, thank God. So what I'm going to do first is share my intuitive sense of what's coming up, and then I'll just share the astrological energy that I've researched that is due to show this month and how you can work with that to best serve the energy of your own life and the energy of yourself, and of course mind yourself in all of that. I feel like February is like waking up from a really, really deep slumber. There's this sense of, you know, when you wake up and you feel like you've been asleep for about 10 hours, or you've gone into a really deep sleep with lots of dreaming, and you feel like a little bit foggy and a little bit probably tired, even though you've had a really good night's rest. That's what February starts off like from, in my kind of intuitive sense. And there's this feeling of having to, like that, get up out of bed and put your feet on the ground and say, oh my God, what's happening and where am I? January brought an energy, which I was talking about last month, which felt like it was going to be really busy and really, really quick. A lot of kind of decisions being made at a very fast pace. And thankfully now in February, we can just stop for a moment and let ourselves land a little bit. This definitely is going to be a month around new beginnings, and it's a very supportive month. And as I mentioned in the introduction to this month on your page, we have no planets in retrograde over this month, which means that there is a kind of a forward moving energy, and it's one not to be wasted. But like this topic of abundance that we're doing, just because there's forward moving energy doesn't mean we have to go 10,000 miles an hour with it. What it means is forward moving energy is stepping into ourselves and saying, okay, what do I need for myself? How am I going to show up for myself? And how am I going to do the things for myself I know I need to do? While this is a quiet and calm month, it's kind of like taking that approach to the parts of your life where you want to create like abundance, or you want to make changes. It's not about sitting back and saying, oh, it's quiet and calm, so therefore I'll just let the universe do the work. As we know that that does not happen, we co-create with the universe. The universe shows up to match or support our energy so that we can create things together. So it does feel very important. And for anyone listening to this, okay, that has been sitting on making change, I don't want you to go 100 miles an hour with that change, but I want you to get going. This is not a month for continuing the old loop of things, of making excuses around why you're not doing certain things, for avoiding things that you know you need to sort out, because all those things are going to do is keep you in the same patterns. When we have a space as we have now that's supportive, if we show up to make the changes or to create those things in our life that we want from a really genuine, energetic space, we will be supported to do that. And with the planets, that are, which I'll talk about later, being in different spaces and bringing us the energy to help us move forward on these things, we don't want to waste this time. We just don't want to waste this time. I believe that there's like that expression, slow down to speed up. That when we slow down and we hear ourselves, we create better. We create better, we become better in ourselves. And the reason for that is because we quieten our mind. We quieten that speeding energy that we sometimes step into, and which we were all in January, by the way, which is why I think we're probably feeling a little bit foggy right now. It's like we don't need to go quickly, but we don't need to go at 100 miles an hour. When we go in a calm place, we actually speed up the process of our life because we're dimming the noise, quieting the voice, and we're actually listening to ourselves. And what happens when we listen to ourselves? We actually start to do exactly what we need. We start to honor ourselves and we start to do the things that are right for us. There is no more time in our life for avoidance and making excuses, because you can be damn sure that if you're still doing things like that, like we all are, myself included, we get walloped across the head multiple times more than we would before. So this month is supportive. And as we move in to the planetary elements, which I'll talk about in a moment, we can see how to make the best of those planetary elements to do exactly what we need to do. So it's a month of new beginnings. It's a month of showing up for ourselves. It's a month of no excuses, but it's also a month of doing things. See, I think, and I find, just have to use my words correctly, I think we associate slowing down with not doing anything. We, you know, I've talked about this in terms of accountability. We talk about not being hard on ourselves. And then there's this fine line between not being hard on ourselves and not being accountable. Or slow down your energy with this feeling of, I don't need to do anything at all. They're not the same, okay? So slowing the pace means you're not charging at everything. You're not putting yourself under pressure. You're not making decisions that are flighty or anything like that. It's that you're giving thought and time to things, but you're doing things. That's the most important thing here, okay? So as we move into February around the planetary times, obviously I talked at the start there around this retrograde energy being clear, and that really is an indication that it's like this time to get moving. And that's what I was saying in my kind of own intuitive sense of things. You know, it's ready to move, like get moving, take the jump, make the leap, whatever it is. This is all about progress. This month is about progress and making the changes one way or another. So when we get to, I suppose, the first astrological event of this month, which is coming up in the next few days, which is on the 5th, which is our full moon in Leo. Leo is always quite a strong, powerful energy. So when a full moon is in that, you're going to be bringing like quite bold out there energy, and that's all about activation. And this is important for change. So use the full moon of like, okay, let me get clear on what I need to be doing for myself. Let me get clear on those patterns I've been repeating. Thinking back to our topic that we covered last month, around making things different, like what did you discover in that, and how are you actually going to do this? How can you bring the change and create the change that you need in a particular area of your life or all areas of your life? Change may happen over the course of this weekend with this full moon anyway, so it's better for you to move with that and allow that to happen. It's also a great time to release the old, as every full moon is, but this is definitely a time for, it's kind of a very innovative time is what I would say. And innovation comes in different ways of doing things, new ideas, new approaches. As we move then into the midpoint of February, which will be lovely, with a more gentler and softer energy, we also will be feeling that kind of slumber I was describing. I actually describe it as like waking up and feeling like you're just like, we're run over by a bus kind of energy. That will start to lift after this full moon all the way till the middle of February, which will be wonderful to feel. And that's where we start to feel more these joyful, soft, I just feel like feminine energy is kind of how I would describe this. You know, we think of floral energy and scent and aroma and just, you know, pastel colours and all of that. That's really what we're feeling. What an amazing time when this shows up for our own spiritual practices. And we're going to be doing those as part of our abundance month. And it's time for me anyway. So really from the midpoint of February, we're going into this kind of really romantic, spacey, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. And we follow that up with the new moon on the 19th of February. And I am doing our monthly gathering this month as a new moon monthly gathering on Monday the 20th. So just the night after, the energy of the new moon lasts for generally about 3 nights. So we're going to be right in the middle of that. That is going to be such a wonderful time. Really now, it's bringing a water energy of Pisces in with it. About new beginnings. It really, every new moon marks a new beginning, but we're seeing a significant new beginning in this period of time. And this is where our vision for ourselves gets very, very clear. So if we spend between kind of now and the 19th, you know, starting to put our steps in place and starting to get up and not just stand still here and actually move, by the time we get to that new moon, we're going to be so connected to ourselves and so clear of ourselves that it's like, you will be standing in a space of saying, God, anything's possible. Let me go with this. Because if you have done those things of not keep avoiding what you need to look at and you have started to move forward, everything will start to be a lot better. And as we move into the 21st to the 24th of February, even into the 25th, it's all about transformation and creative energy. A really, really creative time. This is fabulous because this is again covering what we're doing this month. This is all about our co-creation, our spiritual connection with our spiritual gifts and the spiritual gifts that the universe brings to us and the planetary elements support us by. So again, like, this is just a really, really beautiful month. Like, my God, when we think of all the planetary stuff we've had over the last, I mean, you could go back really 2.5 years at this stage, they've been heavy. This is light. But because we're kind of starting into it feeling maybe a little heavier, or just like a bit, Jesus, January was so quick and so fast, you might feel like you just got thrown out at the end of it and not know what even happened. It's important that you ground yourself now. So I would be suggesting some grounding. Even today while you're listening to this, go stand outside in your bare feet or on your balcony or in your garden or, you know, in nature somewhere, and just really, really ground in. Or as I always suggest, which is really good for grounding or coming back to something, is to have an Epsom salt bath or shower and just release any of those toxins off you. But a very supportive month, a gentle, feminine, spiritual month. I'm so excited for this. So I'll talk to you really soon, and mind yourselves.